Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Loose Lips with myself, Robin Richford, and of course, the wonderful Sophie Brown.
Woohoo! Back again.
Back again, baby. Back, back, back. Guess who's back? Back, back.
This is our singing channel.
Yeah, literally. Could you imagine? No one would listen ever. Ever.
I'm tone deaf entirely.
Are you?
Well, I don't know if I've said this before. I was almost deaf until I was about three. And then everyone sort of realised, like my parents and stuff, and I had my adenoids out. And that made me, I was amazing. I could hear and everything. But I had no singing voice. And my parents can sing as well, and my brother. So I'm like, sad times.
Oh my gosh, so you've got the genes, but not the ears.
Yeah, exactly.
That is so sad.
Can you imagine though? They probably thought, we can't have her be able to sing as well because she'd just be too powerful.
She's just too perfect. I don't know what happened to me then. I'm just crap. I am so bad at singing.
Yeah.
It's actually abysmal. Do you know what Bring It Back though is reminding me of? Last night we went to this kind of cocktail experience, right? So it's called Somewhere by Nico. And basically what you do, it's so cool. So basically you go and it's like six courses of cocktails.
This is like Six by Nico though, yeah?
No, it's like the cocktail version of Six by Nico.
Yeah, but same company, I'm assuming.
Yeah, same company. Yeah. So they're the same company, but they actually started in Glasgow. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they started in Glasgow. So now they've got an upstairs and it's called Somewhere by Nico and it's just this beautiful, but it's a 6-course cocktail menu.
Uh-huh.
And then just like Six by Nico, it changes every like 6 weeks. So the menu you can get. And so you get these cocktails and then comes with it is like, kind of like I'd say like really, really fancy bar snacks. You know, like it's not a dinner, but it's like little, like everything's paired with like a little snack, right?
This
I know it's right.
Ideal.
Up your street. Honestly, it's so up to your street. You would absolutely freaking love it. Honestly, you would. And it's like a nostalgic theme at the minute. So they did do Alice in Wonderland, then now they're doing nostalgic. And then like it comes out and like, so for instance, like one of them came out and it was in like a telly from The Simpsons. And then like you lifted the like top of the telly and then there was like a little tiny like burger inside with like icing on top, like a donut on top of the, but it was a burger.
Wow.
So good. I know. And then it was paired with like Duff beer, but it wasn't Duff beer. It was like a cocktail and stuff.
How much is it? Is it the same price as the food or is it more?
No, it's less. I think it's like 65 per person.
That's not less.
Is it
like,
not?
Like 35, 40 quid a head for Six by Nico.
Is it? I thought it was more than that.
No, it's like known as being like very affordable. Yeah.
That's so good.
That's why I was wondering about the, because I thought it would surely be more, especially if you're getting bar snacks, because obviously drinks are usually.
Shut up, I don't know. Though.
It's kind of like you pay so much more for drinks than you do for food.
Yeah, but I thought 65 was good because I was like, you're getting 6 full-on cocktails.
No, that is. It is, but.
And all the snacks.
The food is. How much is it? Just tell me how much it is. Because didn't you get a mad invite to that? Didn't you all get
Yeah, it was like- wild. It came in like a, so it was like a retro, oh, this is funny. It was like a retro tape cassette player. Did you ever have a tape? You're too young, Soph.
No, I did. We did, I think, just about. I'm sure we had. I've definitely used them before.
I feel like I had them when I was really, really young, like 5 or 6. Do you?
Yeah.
And then it was CDs, wasn't it?
I'm sure we used to record on them, record something on them.
Yeah, so we used to do like, so it would be like the Ghetto Blaster. Do you remember them? And then you'd have the CD at the top, and then the tape. We used to go in the front, and then you could record things from the CD onto the tape.
Yeah,
I remember doing that. So yeah, it came in like a tape player. And my sister's 13, and she just humbled me so quick. Honestly, she was like, "What is that?" I said, "Oh, it's a tape player."
You know, you said you were doing TikToks. You should do a TikTok with your sister, if you want to put her on there. But like, they do, you know, like when they do, like, so what's the, it's like actions for stuff. Like, what's the action for a phone?
Oh, yes.
Put our like finger and thumb up to our mouth and ear. Apparently, phone is like that now. Like as if you're tapping it in your hand or something. Like, it's different.
It's completely different.
Like that, like, it's completely different. The new generation just see like. Everything and a heart, you know, a heart. They don't do it like that. They do it like that.
Oh yeah, they change their like fingers, yeah. Don't they? The heart's not like your full hand now. It's just laziness. Laziness, Gen Z.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was wild though, because I said it was a tape player. She said, "What do you do with that?" I said, "You put a tape in it," and she went, "What for?" And I was like, "There's music on the tape." Like, what?
Did it have music? Did you have a player to play it on?
Yeah, it was actually really cool. They gave you like a Somewhere by Nico tape, and then in it, each like little, it was like a edit of a song, like little edit of the song went with the different cocktails.
Yeah, that's really cute. Cool.
I loved it. But it basically got me thinking, because I feel like now, like when you go out on a night out and stuff like that, like alcohol's like such a different thing now, in sense of like, I think years ago it would have been really hard if you weren't drinking, whereas now I think it's like, it's kind of got swinging the other way.
Yeah. Wait, say that again. Do they have a mocktail menu?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Well, that's what I had. I actually had them. Oh, yeah. Oh. I had the non-alcoholic one because, I don't know, I think I'm just, I don't know if it's a lifetime, like a point in my life, or if it's just a trend at the minute, because I've seen it like so much. Like, there's been such a rise, isn't there, in like non-alcoholic beers and non-alcoholic spirits. Like, there's a huge, huge rise in it. And I think it's because, I think, the next generation are actually a bit more health conscious, aren't they?
This is the thing. So I was talking to people recently, because I don't think Manchester is the same anymore. Like, I used to, when I was, you know, moved here, when I was the age of maybe like 21 up to when, this might be COVID as well that affected it, but 21 up to when sort of COVID was, you know, Thursday was like Thirsty Thursday. We all used to go out, and it was an absolute mad one. Like,
yeah.
I mean, Thursday's quite a good night to go out, but you know, even any night really, but the weekends were just manic. You know, if you hadn't booked somewhere, it was pretty tricky. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, you've got like Schloss and stuff like that, which are like still really busy. They'll still have a queue. And I went out on Saturday, and it was very busy places I went. Overall though, it's so much quieter. And midweek, it's so much quieter.
Yeah.
I was speaking to someone recently, and they were like, Gen Z are not interested in drinking. And I was like, what about, and they were like, and I was like, students and stuff, and they were like, a bit, but not how it used to be.
No.
Like,
I know, I was actually in work, and they were talking about it, and basically they were saying how they much rather go to like house parties, like that's where they all are now. Like, they're not out clubbing. Like, we used to do a lot of house parties at uni and stuff. Like, I remember that, but like, we definitely still went clubbing, like for sure. But clubbing, I don't think clubbing's a thing, but obviously we've grown out of it really, clubbing, clubs. But I even think for the younger ones, like, they're shutting loads of clubs down.
I mean, speak for yourself. I still go to clubs.
Do you so?
Right. No. So now and again. So like, there's like, the thing is, when you say clubs, I'd say it's a bit different. There's like Monkey House in Manchester, which is more like I wouldn't go to like some of the clubs that like.
Yeah, you're not going to go to a Prism, are you?
No.
Or like an Oceana.
Yeah, exactly. Monkey House is like the restaurant into the club, and then it's a lot of tables and stuff.
Yeah, see, that's different.
It's a bit different, but then I always say I personally enjoy going out. I love music and I love dancing. So like, I quite like going somewhere I can have a dance, but I know a lot of people are very different and they're just not asked by that environment.
No, I like a dance. But I prefer like a pub dance, or like... Like, there's a place, like, I'm just like the old grandma doing the two-step. not at all. But there's a place in Glasgow called Wonder Bar. And it's, you know, to be fair, there's a lot of young ones in there, but it's live music and it's kind of like a club in terms of like, it used to be a club actually when I was younger.
Yeah.
It was like a club, but now it's like, you know, like it's kind of like Schloss actually, where it's like all wooden tables, like there's live music. That's my kind of vibe now rather than, you know, a sticky floor. Like, oh, is she throwing up or weeing in the corner? I can't quite make it out. Do you know what I mean?
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I was just thinking then of the time that I went to Inferno's in London, not
exactly
a year ago. What a place.
What a place, babe. That's where souls go to die, Infernos. Definitely relationships go to die in Infernos. Let me tell you that for free.
Yes, I can imagine. Oh my God, it's so funny, actually. So I got a random call on my phone not that long ago. And I was like, I pick up all this stuff because I'm just like, fuck it. Like, you know, I'll just pick it up because it annoys me when people just ring me randomly or whatever and I don't know the number, just in case it's important. But yeah, this guy fucking picked up and this guy was like, hiya. And I was like, who is this?
Oh no.
And he was like, oh, we met like a few weeks ago or something. Oh, and I was like, oh my God. And he actually had a bit of banter, you know, and we were talking for a bit and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I was like, where did we meet or whatever? And finally got it out of him that it was at Inferno's. Oh. And I was like, I went to Inferno's a year ago. I was like, why are you ringing me a year later? And I was like, what is going on? But yeah, we met these boys in Inferno's. I mean, it was just funny. My best friend and I had been to a wedding in the day, a fantastic wedding. And we were like, she was like, we didn't know where to go. We didn't know where to go for a drink. She was like, let's go there. It would be funny.
That's the most Inferno story I've ever heard, honestly. I remember being like, when we were about maybe 20, I'd say 23, 24, like we go to Inferno's all the time.
Really?
Yeah. And if you were in a relationship, it's, you know, like 90% sure that you were going to make a mistake that you shouldn't have done. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It was that kind of,
it's wild.
Honestly.
I kept saying to my friend, I want to go up and dance on those little stages. She was like, no, you're not going up there. And I was like, but I want to. I was like, I want to go like fucking dance on there. But she talked me out of it. But it is. And then it started to get quieter. And then we were like, right, we need to leave immediately.
Immediately. Wow. Oh my gosh. If you've ever been there when they turn the lights on in Inferno's.
That's hell, because that is hell anyway, let alone someone actually.
That is when you know, like, you know, that's when you know you're going through a bad patch of life, because if you're still there,
I feel like
you need to reassess.
Let's go to Inferno's.
Oh my God, so could you imagine? You'd be like, no, sorry, elderly night is on.
Oh my God.
It's so funny though, because I think, like, I know obviously there's the health aspect of alcohol, right? I totally get it. But I do think, like, some of my best memories have been when all inhibitions are just gone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I've always said, and I even say this to my mum and stuff, like, I really enjoy going out. I was like, I might grow out of it at some stage, but like, I have, like I said, like, I love the music, I love dancing, I like, you know, being around my friends. Like, I've always loved it. So I just still really enjoy it. Like, it's just like a still a big part of my life, and I live in like a big city center, so there's like so many options as to places you can go. I will say though, it is getting a bit old, because I just feel like you either see the same sort of people out or you just go to the same places. And even when, you know, I've lived here 7 years now, so it's like those sort of places have been there a long time.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then I'm like, and then when you have like a really bad hangover, you're like, was that really worth it? Like, when you're younger, you're kind of like not asked, because you do bounce back quicker. But then now I'm like, okay, I wasted that whole day at the weekend. I think it depends. Like, right now, I'm now got a lot more work stuff going on. So I'm a bit like, if you have more downtime, like at the weekends, I don't want to completely obliterate that by...
No, it's true. It's true. I went out on Saturday. I went out with a couple of friends, went for cocktails. It got a little bit, you know, too many. And we ended up in that place, Wonder Bar. And I was out 4 a.m, whatever. And then the next day I was absolutely dying. Like, I've not had a hangover like that in such a long time. And then I swear it went into yesterday. No, Monday. Honestly, yeah. On Monday, I was literally like 2 days later, I was still not okay. I literally came home from work at 1 o'clock and went to my bed. And you're like, is that really worth it?
That's day two of being exactly
day two. Two-day hangover.
I'm not here to preach or anything because I've been out probably the last however many weekends till stupid o'clock in the morning. Like, I'm not an advocate for like this is I do this all the time. But I literally did think, I think it literally this weekend, I was like, but the problem is you think that the weekend, and then when it comes back around again, you sort of like, oh, like I'm already like this weekend, I've got a hectic weekend again. And I'm like, then I'm straight back to work. Like, I don't know. I just can't see myself personally, like, how do I word this? Like not going sober, but like not choosing not to drink or whatever. Like, I think I would just take a break from maybe going out.
Yeah. It's really interesting. I've been starting to do that. You know, I've been starting, she says, after Saturday's antics, but that was actually a character really recently. But what I've been doing is like going out, but not drinking. So like I've been getting all dressed up, like going out as I normally would with the girls, but I've not been drinking. And I've actually really enjoyed that.
It's really weird. It could never be me. But that's because I enjoy it though. Like, this is my thing. Maybe I sound like, maybe I'm sure loads of people would be like, that's such a stupid, I don't know, not a stupid way to think about it, but like, of course I could not drink, but I just want to. I don't know.
Fair. I just think that what I used to do is if I wasn't going to drink, I wouldn't go out. Whereas like now what I'm trying to do is, I think it's circumstantial as well. Like, I'm going to a lot more events now. And I also live a little bit further out of the city centre. So it's like, oh, then I'm going to have to get a cab. Then I've got to get a cab home on my own. Yeah. And it's like, is it really worth it on a Thursday night? Probably not. I would love to still go. So I'll still go get dressed up and then not drink. And I do think, I feel like I'm not alone in this. I feel like a lot of people are doing this now.
I think it does depend on circumstances, right? Because when I say this again, when I'm at home, sometimes I still go on a mad one. But like, if I'm visiting home, and obviously then I'm like staying at my parents' house, it is like, it's very different. And like, when they lived further out from town, it was a nightmare. So like, it was an expensive taxi, or like my mum had to get me or whatever. So it was just a bit of a different story.
Yeah.
I live in central fucking Manchester, within a stone's throw of like, you know, wherever I need to be.
Yeah.
I'm in a building with thousands of people that are like all similar ages, and like, you know, a lot of them are sort of like work from home entrepreneur type people. Not to generalize, but there are a lot of people here like that. They have, you know, I can see the bloody terrace from my window, which I'm sure, hopefully, fingers crossed, the weather gets better in like a few weeks. Everyone's going to be down there having a drink.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think it's different, isn't it? It depends where you're living and stuff as well.
Yeah, I think it's like your circumstances and who you live with and kind of like, I don't know, like I think it would be different. Like, and also, you know, I live by myself. I don't have to, you know, think about anyone else when I'm coming home or anything. And I have lived with other people before, and I've been a lot more because I'm very considerate and careful. Like, I'll be really quiet and stuff. But like, living by yourself, it's just like no one's, I'm single. I've always said this as well. Like, if I had a partner, I wouldn't go out as much as I do.
You don't reckon? Just see that, well, maybe it's because I don't actually live anywhere near my partner. So there's that.
Yeah.
I don't live anywhere near him. He's in a different country. So there's that. Because I'm like, I go out all the time. What are you talking about? But maybe that's why.
I honestly, because, you know, if I was to meet someone, oh my God, hilarious, by the way, because I feel like on the last podcast, you were like, oh, you're dating someone. I was like, ha. Yeah, no, that's not happening anymore.
Oh no. Have we bent that off?
I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh wow, like that, is it?
It's just honestly, like, I was putting in so much effort, and we went on some really great dates because of moi, and like,
oh no, that's the worst, isn't it?
Yeah, the communication was just like, I'm not like, he just wouldn't text me for like 2 days, and like, he'd just be so like acting uninterested. But it was shit. Like, I was a bit like, and I felt like I was not forcing something that wasn't there, but like, I was really trying. And this is my problem. I go all in immediately. And like, this is the problem. Like, I'll almost like not make do, but like,
accept things you probably shouldn't.
Yeah, and then it's like, but then I sort of instigated the end of it. I was like, he hadn't texted me for sort of 2 days, and it was just stupid. Like, it was just off the back of something that happened as well, which he was supposed to sort of make it up to me for, if you know what I mean. And then you know, and then I just said, look, this lack of communication is just not going to work. I was like, I feel like I'm putting in a lot of effort and I'm not getting it back, so let's just leave it here. And he sent this long text, and it was a nice text, to be fair, but like, there was one part of it, and it was like, what did it say? It was like, you know, you're stunning and successful and all these things that I'm you know, I'm jealous of. And I was like, what a weird thing to say.
That is a weird thing to say.
Like, I think maybe you were like, not too much for him, because I fucking hate to say that, but like, I don't know, maybe he just wasn't feeling like he'd give that level of effort or whatever. It was just very weird. I was like,
sometimes I do wonder though, I'm like, you know, with these guys, like, I do wonder sometimes if it's a bit of a cop out. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean? Because I just think, well, if I really am, which you are, by the way, stunning and successful, which you are, but if you actually did see the value in that the way you say you did, then surely you wouldn't let me go.
But also, exactly, and also, if I'm all for you, does that not mean like
is that not a compliment? Is that not my decision to make?
That's what baffles me, because I'm like, I was there, I was all in, you know, like, I was trying. So then how can you turn around and say those things to me and big me up, but then let me go? Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It really fucks with your head. You're a bit like, just tell me I'm fucking ugly then or something.
Like, tell me you don't fancy me. It's all right.
Tell me, like...
It's fine. It's what it is.
Say all these nice things, but then, you know, they just make it sound like it's like... they're almost doing you a favor, and it's like, you know, I'm not in a place now to date or whatever. Well, why did you do it? Blazing over to me and, like, you know, arrange to meet up with me a few days later and all of that, and then suddenly turn.
No, I think they're at it.
Weird, isn't it?
Welcome to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast,
where we answer the questions you want to hear about parenthood
and provide you with real, honest advice for every stage of your parenting journey.
Whether you're a parent-to-be, a new mum like me, navigating those sleepless nights,
or a more experienced parent facing the challenges of raising older kids like me,
we've got you covered with relatable stories, expert insights, and plenty of laughs along the way.
So grab your headphones, a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger,
and let's get real about parenting.
We're not going to be sugarcoating anything. From punamis to piles, nothing is off limits at Mum's the Word.
It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our own little club.
Mum's the Word.
Listen wherever you get your podcast from.
And hit follow so you don't miss an episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I do think as well, I've got to a point in my life, like, and I actually got there really young. And I think that's why I ended up with my partner, because I, at like 24, I was like, I'm over it. I want someone that is like actively into me. It's cool to be excited. It's cool to be like into it. It's not cool to pretend you don't like me. Like, I'm not 14. You know what I mean? I'm not chasing you around a playground. Like,
oh, how ridiculous. Yeah. That's how ridiculous. I know.
There's nothing more attractive than a man that's like, I want to be with you.
Oh my God, I know. So I'm having, this is why we're talking about drinking and all of that. I'm not fucking not drinking for a long time because I'm having a fuckboy summer. That's what I've decided. I've already started it. I've made bad decisions already. So we're here.
Sophie Brown, this is like a full U-turn.
I really, because the thing is, right, I really want to meet someone, but like, I'm not doing this shit again. Like, I'm just not.
No.
And like the amount of times, it's just like, I just can't be arsed. And the amount of boys that come in and out of my life, that sounds like a fucking revolving door of boys. I don't mean that, but I mean like the odd boy that comes into my life. I swear, like the circumstances are just never, like they'll be in a fucking relationship and still messaging me or whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you had a chance before. Why did
oh, babe, I know.
It's just annoying. You just feel like you're the person that they choose, but then they still hang around loads and you're like, well, what is it? Just leave me alone.
Yeah, leave her. Yeah, no,
just,
I know.
No, or just, it's very,
I get it. So Soph's like absolutely past me the bubbles.
Yeah, I just really can't be arsed. So I'm on like hot girl summer. I'm trying to like get skinny at the moment. No, I don't like that word. I'm not. I'm trying to look good, better.
No, I know what you mean. I am trying to get healthier. That's where the alcohol is coming for me, you know? I'm just like, I'm not getting healthier if I'm just like drinking so much.
See,
and I basically followed this page, and I think it's like Sober Girl Society on Instagram. I don't know if you've seen it, but they're so cool. They do like, they basically do like a sober disco in Ministry of Sound. And I'm like, that would actually be so good. I mean, I can't lie, when you're looking at it from the outside, I wonder like, oh, is it a bit cringe? But then I feel like if you're actually there, I was like, there's, again, it's like there's something really cool about people just going, no, I'm just having fun because I'm having fun. Do you know what I mean? Rather than pretending to be too cool for it.
Yeah, to be fair, in that scenario, I'd be more than happy. Like the thing is, it sounds like I've made it sound like I need alcohol. I don't mean that. I just mean like if I'm going out with my friends, we're having drinks, I'm not going to be the one not drinking. If I was to go to an event like that, I would immerse myself in it and I'd be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
I'm a right laugh, yeah. I'm sure. But I was, to be fair, I was thinking this though, because like, I'm trying to get healthy at the moment, you know, like I'm trying to eat better and exercise and all of those things. It really does fuck it up with alcohol. And because of like, well, you'll know this, Robin, like we get invited to these events and things like that, and there's always like free alcohol, and it is difficult. I have drunk quite a lot in the last couple of weeks on evenings. When I'm at home, I never have wine. I never open alcohol.
No, I don't either. I don't have wine in the house. I'm like a social drinker.
I am just a social drinker, which probably is bad because like when I'm social, I'm very social, but like I don't drink at all at home. And I don't in the week, like if I'm not gone out, but going to these events, like I was thinking that recently, like I'm just drinking at them. Like that's where I need to not do it. Yeah.
That's what I've been cutting out. So like I've been going, but like not drinking. And then where I find it really hard is if there's a crowd up you and you're not drinking, it's kind of all right. But see, if you're just going with one other friend, that's where I find it hard. Cause I almost feel as if like I'm stopping them from having fun. Do you know what I mean? Like, cause they don't really want to just get drunk on their own. So then they'll go, oh, I won't drink either. And then I'm just like, I feel like I'm like, you know, getting in the way of their...
Yeah,
their good time, and that's where it's hard. Whereas if it's a crowd and they're all getting drunk, I don't really care if I'm not.
Yeah, it is hard, you know, because there is still a massive stigma, and like, you know, this might be not a controversial opinion because I think I'm just enforcing what you're saying. Like, if I was to go out with just one friend and I was sort of looking forward to, you know, a night out or whatever, and they were like, "Oh, I'm not drinking," and it was just us, that would, and I'm not saying this is the right attitude at all. I'm saying this is bad, but like, I would be a bit like, oh, you know, because that's just how it is. But if you're in a big group or whatever, like we need to obviously completely boot these stigmas because anybody, you know, completely entitled not to drink. God, I mean, you know, good decision, good on you. But it is hard, like when it's just, or even if it's just a small group, you know, like if you meet up with your best friends and one of them's like, oh no, like I'm not drinking at all. And you're a bit like,
it kills the vibe a bit, doesn't it? And I'm feeling weird of that, even though I'm the one killing the vibe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like, it does kill the vibe. And I think I used to be so like, oh no, that's just stupid and da da da. But now I don't do it on like big occasions. Like I wouldn't really do it on a big birthday, though, you know, you could, or like a hen do or things like that. I kind of, I'm just like, I'm in, you know, like it is what it is. But yeah, when it's like a Tuesday, a Thursday, a Friday and a Saturday, I'm like, nah.
Yeah. And the events, the events that we get invited to, like you, like I had a Neo after party recently on a Tuesday night. Like,
I know.
You know, that's like a big night out. It was like a full on thing. Yeah. And it's like, geez, like that's a Tuesday, man. Like I only got, I didn't have
that's a Tuesday, yeah, man.
Like, but I would say I was previously like more, I was doing less work days. Now I'm doing more. So obviously like, yeah, I'm a completely different mindset now. Like if I've got work, it's completely different. Yeah. But when I had, I can imagine it's very hard for people in the industry that they just do like socials and stuff, because they probably don't like, obviously they have work at sort of different times and stuff. And I imagine it can, you can get drawn into it just so, so much, because you're like, well, I don't necessarily have to do X tomorrow. I could do it on that day, rather than like, if you're going into an office at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, yeah. But I even think there's the social pressure in offices, you know, like especially these big corporates, like, oh, you need to come and have a drink with us like on Thursday nights, or you know what I mean? And you're like, I do think there is like a social pressure to drink. Like I find it so much when I go out with my work where I'm like, oh, they're all drinking. I should, you know, I should really like, so yeah, there's a weird stigma around it, but I definitely do think like the next generation just aren't as bothered. Yeah. They're more like brunchers, aren't they? They're like, yeah, that kind of vibe, rather than, I don't know, they're like much more wholesome, I feel.
I know, it's crazy. Also, I think it's because, yeah, when I was speaking to people the other day, like they will just stay at home and like scroll on TikTok and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's not good, is it?
No, I know, which is not good. I'm saying that's
a
part of it as well. But yeah.
How would you think you'd feel if one of your friends came like on your hen do and was just like, oh yeah, I'm not drinking?
It really depends what the reason was. Like if one of my friends like went sober, I'd be like, yeah, of course, God, teetotal. Like if that's their decision sort of in life.
Yeah, this is so interesting actually.
Yeah, but if they were like doing fucking, you know, some, because I was going to talk about, someone posted in the group chat saying, does anyone want to join me? I'm going to start 75 hard tomorrow. And I was like, bad timing. This is too close to summer. maybe after summer. Or there's actually a 30-day version, which if you do something and follow something like that, that deters you from like the drinking and stuff. Because obviously like you're on a plan. But what was I going to say?
I think I know what you were going to say. Were you going to say like you wouldn't mind if someone was just sober, but if they are out getting drunk and then decide not to do it for you?
If they were just like, I'm not drinking much at the moment. It's like I've had that for birthdays and stuff, and it is a bit shit.
It's like hard,
if
it's
one of your close friends, you're a bit like, right. Just because
it's like, okay, hun.
Like, you know, all those we've shared since we were teenagers, and now you're fucking deciding not to drink, you know, on my birthday. Like, thanks a lot. You know, you've been a raging alky for the last 10 years, not joking. But no, it is a little bit. But this is the thing, I suppose it's still, that's still a bit of, you know, God, everyone's entitled. But I'm not, you know, I'm gonna sit here and lie and be like, yeah, if my best friend told me that, I'd be fine, because I wouldn't. But I'm not saying that. It's about, do you know what I mean?
No, I know, it is a hard one, isn't it? It was so funny though, because we went out for my brother's birthday, but it was just like a family dinner, and there was like both his partner's family and my family or whatever went out for this dinner, and I wasn't drinking. And the next day them two went to the beach because it was like sunny, and they draw in the sand, baby Matthews, like 2024.
The problem is we're getting to the age now. Are you pregnant?
Yeah, literally. They were like, they could not comprehend me not drinking.
Yeah.
So then their head, she must be pregnant.
Yeah.
Can confirm, I am not pregnant.
Oh.
Can confirm.
Oh, I mean, it's a difficult one. I think to be fair, like I'm so open to healthier lifestyles. I just think where I'm at right now and like where I'm at, like sort of like mentally and in myself and stuff, like I'm just I'm looking at the sun now, and I'm sorry, when the sun comes out as well, I just can't control what goes down my throat. That's not very odd. I was going to say,
in the drinking sense, yes.
I was going to say, take that as you will, to be honest, but the sun just...
In all senses of the word.
No, but like, it's so hard. You know, it will be like a Tuesday evening because I'm like in central Manchester, you know, someone will put in the group chat, oh, you know, I'm at a house. Like, and then you're like, well, you know, it could rain tomorrow. So, all right.
Yeah, I mean, I'll make it to tomorrow. I might, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
Get me out. Yeah. Well, it is interesting. So I've concluded that I must remember that I need to drink when it's your birthday. So
no, oh God, don't say that. Because I do sound like that person that's like,
no, I'm joking. No, I think it's honest though. I do think it's honest because I've been kind of like trying to like cut back a bit on the drinking and stuff, and I feel the social pressure, and then I'm like, oh, I hate me. You know, when you like watch it from the outside, you're like, I actually hate me. Like, I'm actually my own worst nightmare. Like, literally that cocktail thing yesterday when I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not an alcoholic. Oh, and I also don't eat meat. I was like, oh, shut up.
I'm that person.
I am. I was like, Robin, come on.
Do you know what I also think as well? So, like, you last night, right? I suppose this is me, though, because I've always been quite, I don't know, like, calorie orientated. Mm. I wouldn't want to drink all those cocktails non-alcoholic.
Really?
Not have the alcohol because I'd be like, it's a waste of fucking calories.
Really?
Yes, it's a waste.
I never even thought about that. Not once. No,
everybody thinks differently. And unfortunately, that's just how my brain thinks.
Really? But then if it's alcohol, but same calories, surely more, no? If it's alcohol.
Yeah, but getting drunk.
Right. Different. Got you. Got you.
It's different. Like, that's why I'm like, yeah, no, that's bad. I'm saying it's just how my brain thinks. But I would be like, I wouldn't, I'd be a bit like not asked to sort of drink all of those, calories.
Really? No, I was proper into it. I was well into it. To be fair, though, it was different because it was like a really nice place. So they basically gave me the exact same, like it tasted the exact same.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool, to be fair.
It wasn't like a juice, you know?
Was it also, you know, like, is it called seed lip or whatever? But they've got these clever things. See, those are supposed to, I don't know, release them.
They make you feel a bit giddy, but you're not drunk.
Yes. Yeah. So maybe I might, I was going to say I might try that. No, I might, to be fair.
Maybe in winter.
Look. It's the Euros coming up. The sun is shining.
It's true.
I'm sorry. I'm tapping out of,
She's tapping out. She's going to work and she's going out there to have fun.
Work hard, play hard, baby.
Honestly, so if I feel like I want your summer, hon.
No, I don't know that you do. I think I'm going to go a bit feral.
Okay, do. Sounds much better than decorating my flat.
I'll keep much you better idea. Informed. Yes. Vicariously live through me.
Okay, thanks, Anne. I'll take that. Well, I feel like we have concluded that if you do want to be, you know, holding off the alcohol a little bit, there might be some ways to do it. And in a bigger group is definitely the way to do it. But when it's one-to-one, that is the social pressure. And I think just knowing, like, that's totally normal, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that there's still always stigmas about it, and there shouldn't be, but I think it's just one of those things, isn't it? I think as we move through the generations, it seems like we're drinking less and less.
Yeah, which is actually a good thing for our health, I would have thought.
Gotcha.
One would think. Yeah, absolutely. But we will see you back here next time for more Loose Lips.
We will. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.